Talking here today with Caitlin Aiden of the Carroll High School Tigers. Of course, she has now made a decision. She is headed to Wartburg to continue her basketball and, of course, her education. Caitlin, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on getting this decision out of the way.
Thank you.
You bet, Caitlin. You guys are right in the middle of a terrific season, ranked right now with the Tigers. How nice was it kind of to get this pressure off of you, you know, while this season's going on, and not have to kind of continue to figure out where you were going while you're playing basketball?
I mean, it was good to get off my plate. It's kind of been a lot. Over the summer, I've had a lot of visits and stuff, and it's just a relief, I think. I kind of wanted to make my decision at the beginning of the season was my goal, but obviously that didn't happen. But, I mean, I'm just glad that I can kind of just play basketball now and not have to worry about what college I'm going to. I just kind of have it off my plate, and I can just have fun because, yeah, like you said, we're having a really good season. So it's just nice to be able to play without that pressure.
Have you known for a while, or was this a decision that, you know, you just kind of finalized here recently?
I would say it was pretty recent. I kind of had it down between Northwestern and Wartburg, and I think what really did it for me was I went to Wartburg for a scholarship day, and I had kind of been favoring them a little bit leading up to that, but not by much. And then I just kind of like really bonded with the girls and met, like, talked to the coaches more, and I don't know, I just felt kind of right. It felt like home there, and I think that's really what sold me on it there.
How quickly did the bond start to build with you and their staff as soon as you started talking to them?
Pretty quick. I just kind of really got along with the coaches. We've had a really good relationship since they first reached out to me. And actually, that's kind of a funny story because we went to, our Carroll team went to a Wartburg camp, or a team camp at Wartburg. And that's kind of how they found me. So honestly, if we wouldn't have gone there, I don't know if I would have even had the opportunity to meet them. So that was pretty cool that I got that opportunity. And yeah, so then ever since I talked to the coaches at that team camp, we've just really had a good relationship. And then with the girls, honestly, I just kind of bonded with them when I was first on campus for a visit. And then I really got extra close with them when I came during scholarship day. I got to hang out with them a little bit, eat some pizza with them, and yeah, I just got really close with them all.
What were those early conversations like with their staff back at the camp and then as they started to reach out to you?
They kind of were just saying that they're really interested in me. They actually, their players were reffing our games for the team camp, and they were the ones that told their coaches about me. And so then they just kind of, they hunted me down and found my coach, and then they watched a few of our games at the team camp, and then they came up and talked to me and then just kind of told me they were interested. And since then they've just been keeping in touch with me, and we just kind of been going back and forth. They told me good luck. They came to a few of my volleyball games, and ever since then we just kind of had a good relationship and kept in touch really well.
What do you think was it with your game that caught the players' attention to go say something to the coaches?
They said that some of the posts were our refs, or they were working the scoreboard at our game, and they said what stood out to them was I like to pass into the post. So there was some post players that were watching. They're like, apparently they told the Wartburg coaches, like, hey, this girl really likes to throw it into the post, we like her. And that's apparently what the conversation started as, and then the coaches watched and kind of went from there.
It helps to have really good post players here in Carroll as well, right?
Yes, for sure. I know. That's what I said, too. I was like, I mean, we've always had a really good inside game, so it's just something that I kind of am accustomed to, I guess.
Were they the first coaches that you really had contact with? I know how good you are, so you probably had a lot. You said you visited a lot of schools. So when did you start hearing from people, and who were some of the first schools?
The first school was Northwestern up in Orange City. They reached out. I went to a camp there my eighth grade year, and they started reaching out then. But they were the first school for a while until just this summer and a little bit of kind of during track, like AAU season last spring was kind of when more schools started reaching out. And then the summer is really when it kind of just took off. And I think I went on probably 7 visits over the summer. And yeah, so, but Northwestern was the first. And then Wartburg was one of the later ones, honestly.
Okay, so that's interesting that they kind of jumped into it. It had to have been that relationship with the coaches and kids. As you started hearing from schools, was it a surprise to you, or with the amount of time that you put in, did you kind of anticipate, hearing from some schools eventually?
I think it was a little bit of a surprise, only because I hadn't really heard much from anyone until the end of, honestly, the end of basketball season last season, kind of track AAU season last spring. I hadn't really heard much leading up other than Northwestern. So it was a little bit of a shock, but also, like, with the amount of exposure that I got, I mean, I did play for him. I did some AAU with Jeremy Hinote. He got us in, like, a lot of live tournaments and stuff. So, and I just played hard. Even if I didn't have, like, a good scoring game, I was just always hustling and stuff, because I know, like, coaches don't just look at points. Like, they look at all the other stuff, just hustle, attitude, like overall effort and everything. So, I mean, I always played hard, and I just knew that that would probably catch some coaches' eyes. But yeah, I didn't really expect there to be 7 visits this summer, that's for sure.
Where did you kind of get that work ethic from? And then a spinoff on that, how old were you when you knew you wanted to try and play college basketball?
We started a Carroll travel team when I was in, like, 3rd grade, and since then I've kind of known I wanted to play basketball in college, and that's been my goal. I got into AAU, I would say I went to my first camp, I think, in 4th grade for Play for Him, and then I was kind of, I think, 5th grade, 6th grade-ish, I started playing AAU, and honestly, it's, I think AAU is what really gave me my drive. It's really intense, obviously, and you're just taught at a really young age to, like, it's a fast-paced game, and you're always running, and, like, especially in AAU, it's just fast break after fast break, and I think Jeremy Hinote was a big part of me wanting to play in college, because he always was pushing me, and he, like, saw my potential before I even saw it, because I remember the first camp that I went to for him, I airballed every single shot I took, and I was just, like, so down on myself, and he, like, texted my mom after, and he was just like, yeah, we'd love to have her play, like, she has so much potential. And I was like, what? Like, because I didn't think I played good, but he's just always shown so much, he's just always believed in me. So I think that's a big part of my drive in basketball today, and just wanting to play and continue in college. And I've just always loved the game too. My dad played in college for Wartburg, actually, so it's just always been a love that I've had.
So how neat is that to have that connection there with your dad having went to Wartburg?
Oh, it's so cool. Obviously, he passed away when I was younger, so it's just really kind of touching to be able to go there. He played for a year there and then transferred to UNI and didn't play basketball. But even just him playing there for a year, it's just, like, really cool to have that connection. And I feel like it's just kind of – he put me there. I feel like that's kind of – like, it's just always felt like home there, I feel like. And I think – that's a big part of it, is I think he's kind of pushing me in that direction. So that's super cool. But when I went on my visit there, another really cool thing was we went to, like, their trophy room, they call it, and they had a piece of the old floor from their gym in there. And that would be the floor that my dad played on.
Oh, that's got to be really cool. Did you get a picture of that?
Yes, I did. So yeah, it was really cool. So that's just, I kind of thought, you know, that was kind of a sign too. So
when you started doing visits, visiting 7-8 schools in a summer, that's got to be a lot. So how did you kind of take notes or keep in your mind what you did and didn't like about the different schools that you visited?
I think for a majority, I kind of knew when I was on campus. I gave everyone, like, a fair shot, and I just kept an open mind for everything. But I think you just get a feeling, and I think that's how it was for a lot of the schools. I really did like meeting all the new people and all the coaches and the admissions and all of that. But honestly, I think it's just overall feeling I got. It was just kind of easy for me to rule out some of those schools. And then for some, it was just, like, the distance thing. I visited Dakota State, and that was the main thing for them, is it was just too far for me. And just, I'm close with my mom, so I just wouldn't want to go that far. But yeah, it was just kind of the overall feeling, and it just made it easy for me to narrow it down, honestly.
I'm sure Northwestern and Wartburg, probably two of your favorite trips. What were the other ones that you really enjoyed and kind of jumped into that mix of schools that you really looked at a second time?
Cornell was one of them. I really clicked with the coach. I really liked it there. They were in my final three And then I think a big part of, again, Wartburg and Northwestern being in my final two and Cornell not making it was just my, like, the overall, like, graphic design program that they had. I think Wartburg and Northwestern had stronger programs than Cornell did, and so that's kind of what ruled Cornell out for me. And then I would say I liked it at Co too, but again, it was just kind of the feeling I got. It was just not the right place for me. And I honestly enjoyed it everywhere I went. It was just Northwestern and Wartburg were just the ones with the best graphic design program and the ones that I just really clicked with. And then ultimately Wartburg just kind of took over in the end. But
sounds like the graphic design and your education have been a huge part of this decision.
Yes.
Why is that? Where did you get your love for that?
Tiger Vision, actually. I've been in Tiger Vision, I think, since sophomore year. I didn't do it my freshman year, but I've always just kind of been really into, I don't know, just arts and crafts. And, like, I've always been pretty creative and stuff. And so I just kind of, I got into Tiger Vision my sophomore year. And I think that's where I kind of found my love for it. Miss Schultz, Kelly Schultz, she's just really been awesome. I mean, she takes my ideas and she really just listens to my ideas and has an open mind about them. And she, I mean, we work really good together and I've just really grown to love. I started off by just making like some promo cards for game days and stuff. And now I'm kind of getting into video editing and I just love everything about anything in that aspect. And it's just because of Tiger Vision. They just have such a good program there. And I just, it's very successful too. We've had a lot of success with it. So yeah, that's kind of just where I got my love for it.
Sounds like you may have a lot of options of what you want to do with that in the future, but do you have a specific thing in mind of this is what I'd really like to do when I get out of college?
I would like to follow a sports team. I mean, my dream would be to like kind of promote like an NBA team or follow one of them and kind of be like marketing for them a little bit, like more like graphic design, making graphics for them and videos and stuff like that. So that's kind of, I just want to follow, I want to stay in the sports aspect of things because obviously that's been a big part of my life and I really enjoy it. So I kind of want to stay on the sports side of it, but yeah, that would be kind of my dream.
So the love of sports, I'm sure that all came from mom and dad then?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My mom got me in stuff really young. I come from a family of sports. Like my mom played in high school, my dad, you know, played in high school and college, and it's just always been a part of my life. I was in everything when I was little, as everyone was. I was in soccer, gymnastics, like I think I was in karate for a little bit. I was in literally everything, and so obviously as I got older, I kind of narrowed it down to my three main sports: volleyball, basketball, and track. But I had done everything when I was little, and it's just really like my mom really showed me what a work ethic is. I was just constantly, I pitched when I was in softball. I was always in lessons, always trying to get better. I was always in like AAU or travel ball, just trying to get better. And I think that's kind of where my work ethic started.
How's that adjustment going to be, do you think, going from being so busy, not that you won't be in college with basketball, but to all of a sudden playing just one sport when you get there?
I think it'll be a little bit of an adjustment just because I have a variety of different sports, obviously, in high school, and then I'm just going down to one. But I don't think it's a bad thing because basketball has always been my top, and everyone knows that. Like, I did softball my freshman year, and then I quit because I just wanted to focus on basketball because I told the coach, I was like, I just think basketball is what I want to do in college. So basketball has just always been at the top of my list of sports. And so I think just being able to finally just focus on basketball will be good. I will miss the volleyball and the track and all the extra stuff in high school, but I think it's just going to do me so good to be able to just focus on basketball because that's just always been my favorite anyway.
How much do you think it helped you, though, as a basketball player to play the multiple sports and be in other activities throughout your high school career?
Oh, I think it helped me a lot. I think just overall, my just athleticism, I think it helped. Like volleyball, I even like in basketball now, I feel like translate, like sometimes I feel like I'm in volleyball when I get a block and I just like feel like I'm spiking it down. Like, so I think, and also just in general, being with different girls on a different team and like track season really opened my eyes to stuff. Like we had just such a close team And I think just that aspect of things is just like being with different girls in different sports and just getting all these different connections. And I think it just really showed me, well, how excited I am for college, because I know that I'm going to be that close to the girls in college. But I just think it really just like gave me a sense of confidence having girls there for me, and just like a sense of community, because I think a lot of us came together and just got super close. And I'm just so excited for that to continue in college.
It sounds like the closeness and being able to meet different people is going to be huge for you from high school sports, also probably playing a different role. Have you talked much with the Wartburg coaches? I'm sure you have. What do they see in you, and what do they think your role with their program can be?
They said that they see me coming in and making an impact from the jump. They are losing 9 seniors. They have 5 fifth years and 4 seniors. So this is like the last COVID year for them, or for everyone. And they have 5 girls. So they're losing a lot. So they're bringing in, I think in this 2025 recruiting class, they're bringing in 15, I think, is what they said. So I'm going to be in a mix with a lot of different girls, but they did say that they see me coming and making an impact. I don't see myself, and I don't think they really see me being point guard like I am and like I have been on my school team and on my AAU team. But I mean, that's why I kind of this year, I think coach has really been trying to get me to not have to take the ball up as much as I can, just so I can get used to that. Just because of my height and stuff, like I have known for a while that I'm probably not going to be point guard in college. So we've been kind of trying to make that adjustment too on our school team. But yeah, so I see me just being a guard and then coming in and making an impact. And I'm just really excited for that.
Yeah. Is that something you're looking forward to, is not having that pressure and be able to show the other, you know, areas of skill you have?
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I think throughout high school, obviously, I've been playing since freshman year, so I do think that there is just a little bit of a target on my back right now. So it'll just be nice to be able to come into a program where they're very successful and I won't have to be targeted like I feel like I am a little bit right now. So it'll be nice to just be surrounded by other people who want to work hard and who have been successful, and I feel like I'm just going to thrive in it.
So let's talk a little bit about what you feel like are your strengths, and then what areas do you feel you still need to get better at as a basketball player for the next level?
I think for the next level, getting out of my head, I think, is a big thing for me. I do think I've grown a lot in that aspect throughout the years. Freshman year, I was pretty low on confidence. Sophomore year, I started to get my confidence up, and then I've really grown a lot from freshman year to my senior year. But I also think just another big thing, like physical-wise, is just being more physical. Like I think in college, I'm going to just have to take it up stronger than I am right now. I think that's always just been a weakness of mine. And then I think some of my strengths are probably just the leadership part of it. I think I've really had to step up last year and this year on my school team, being a leader. And I think that's a big thing that I've just really taken in with open arms. And I'd like to think that I've been a really good leader these past few years. So I think that's a big strength that I'm taking into college. And I just really need to focus on not letting the fact that I'm coming in with 15 other girls kind of take away from my leadership skills that I've grown into. I think I just need to still keep those leadership skills, even though I'm coming into a program that I'm not really used to playing with the girls, and it's just kind of like a new environment for me, and I still need to like keep that leadership role.
Well, I tell you what, Wartburg's getting a great young lady and a great basketball player, so congratulations on making the decision. Take that breath now and enjoy the rest of this senior year. I think it's going to be a fun run for you and the girls now that this decision is over. We appreciate you so much for joining us here today and wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Caitlin Aiden again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she is headed to Wartburg to continue her basketball and her education.